Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
One of the special ministries of BIMI, Baptist International Missions Incorporated, is found down on the island of Antigua in the Caribbean, and it's Caribbean Radio Lighthouse. Nathan Owens and his wife Renee and the staff there have been working faithfully. And in recent days, they've had some difficulties with their equipment. But let me tell you the story now. Caribbean Radio Lighthouse can once again be heard with 10,000 watts of transmitting power throughout the Eastern Caribbean islands. The former AM radio transmitter always required a lot of repairs and maintenance, but last October began a series of catastrophic events that made it clear that we desperately needed a new AM radio transmitter. Through the generous financial support and prayers of many of you, we were able to purchase a new $80,000 AM radio transmitter. Now, it took some time for the transmitter to be built and shipped to us here in Antigua, but by God's grace, the new transmitter arrived late in April. While we waited, we did all that we could to keep the old transmitter broadcasting between 60 to 80% power. Now, the technology in AM radio transmitters has changed drastically in 30 years, and there was a lot of preparation and adjustments before we could install the new transmitter. How many of you, if you're older, would say that a lot of things have changed in the last 30 years? Well, let me come back now to the story. Andrew and Summer Chaffa with Tech 2 Proclaim Ministries spent 3 months with us helping prepare for the new transmitter and several other projects. Unfortunately, the transmitter came a little later than we expected, and the Chaffas were not able to stay for the final changeover. My brother-in-law, Ryan Johnsonbaugh, came to help for the week of transition. And on May the 14th, a technician from the transmitter company came to our site, made a few adjustments, gave some instructions for maintenance, and commissioned our new AM radio transmitter. For me, it was such a relief that everything was properly prepared and the transition went smoothly. Thank you to so many who prayed for that moment. Please pray now that listeners who may not have been able to hear us for the past half year would be able to tune in to the radio station once again, and that with it, our signal would reach even farther. Through all this time, our staff continued their weekly duties of preparing programs for broadcast on our new AM signal and the FM signal and the mobile app and online broadcast. During April, we had a group of 45 elementary students and in May, a group of 47 students who came to tour the facilities here. And we used this opportunity not only to share about the radio station, but to teach them why we call it the lighthouse, to warn people about what the Bible says about the danger of hell and about the safety in Christ. When I started this letter, I wanted to simply say it worked. But all praise to God for working out all the details, great and small. May He continue to use the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse and this transmitter to further His kingdom. And I want to say a personal thank you. Moments for Missions has been broadcast on this station there, I think, from the very beginning. And I appreciate the faithfulness of Nate Owens and his wife and all of the staff there at the CRL.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341. Or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.